evening, dear beloved of God.
亲爱的神，晚上好。
I'll say it again. Okay?
我要再说一遍。
Good evening, beloved children of God.
亲爱神的儿女们，晚上好。
Good evening. Did you know that you are the beloved of God?
你知道你是神所爱的儿女吗？
I mean, is this something that is real in your heart?
这件事情在你的心中是真实的吗？
You know, our God loves everybody.
我们知道神爱所有的人。
But we are His beloved.
但是我们却是被神所爱。
That means that by His grace,
这意味着靠着他的恩典。
We have been enabled to open our hearts and receive that love.
我们可以打开我们的心来接受这个爱。
And so we are His beloved.
所以我们成为被神所爱的人。
Because we have allowed Him to love us.
因为我们允许让他来爱我们。
That is that we have received His love.
换一句话说，我们接受了他的爱。
Now in one sense, it's a terrible thing to be loved by God.
从一个方面来讲，被神所爱是一个也是一件很可怕的事。
Because there is nothing that we can do to stop Him from loving us.
因为没有任何的事情我们可以去做来让神不爱我们。
And there is nothing that will separate us from that love.
而且也没有任何事情可以把我们跟神的爱分开。
So maybe sometimes we go through difficult times in our lives.
也许有些时候我们的生活中会遇见困难。
And there may be things happening that would cause us to want to be outside of God's love.
有些事情也会让我们愿意离开神的爱。
But once we have opened our hearts,
但是一旦我们曾经打开心
and received His great love,
接受了他伟大的爱，
nothing can separate us from that love.
没有任何的事情可以把我们跟这个爱再隔绝。
So it's better if we learn how to respond to it always in a positive way.
所以最好我们能够来学习一直用积极的方式来回应神的爱。
So when we remind ourselves,
所以我们要来提醒我们自己。
That we are the beloved of God.
我们是被神所爱的。
We need to say amen.
我们应该说阿们。
Continue to love us.
要继续的来爱我们。
And continue to do the work in our lives.
让神继续在我们生命中来做工。
Now, I don't know if you've thought recently about why do we gather in a way like this.
我不知道最近你们有没有问为什么我们如此的聚集。
That is, what is the spiritual reality behind what's happening?
换一句话说，在发生的事情的背后，属灵的实际是什么？
I want to share with you my little understanding.
我要跟你们分享我的理解。
My understanding is,
我的理解是
that the exalted sovereign Lord of the universe,
这个宇宙中被高举的主
has called us here together.
今天晚上召聚我们在一起。
Because there's something in his heart,
因为他心目中有一件事
that he wants to speak to our hearts.
为了要对我们的心来述说。
Now, this requires a miracle.
这实在需要一个神迹。
Actually, it requires three miracles.
实际上需要三个神迹。
It's not a miracle for him to speak.
不是说他说话本身是神迹。
For the sovereign Lord to speak, it's not a miracle.
有主权的神说话并不是神迹。
And it's not a miracle for the Holy Spirit to take what our Lord has to say and communicate it.
也不是个神迹，圣灵把主要说的话对我们说。
But the three miracles that have to take place,
但这要发生的三个神迹
is he has to use two human vessels.
他要使用两个人的做人做器皿
as the ones that will be used by him to speak.
让他来使用来对我们说话。
So it requires a miracle.
这件事情需要一个神迹。
Because man cannot speak God's word.
因为人没有办法说神的话。
God can speak for himself.
神自己可以说话。
Our Lord can speak for himself.
我们的主可以自己来说话。
But the way he's chosen to do it,
但是他却选择用这样的方式。
Through the Holy Spirit,
而借着圣灵。
Using weak, frail human vessels.
用这些软弱的人做器皿。
To speak his word.
来述说他要说的话。
Now, the third miracle,
第三个神迹。
Has to do with our hearts.
关于我们的心。
We mentioned that our blessed Lord has something in his heart that he wants to speak to each one of us.
我们知道可颂赞的神在他的心目中有话对我们说。
But it means that our hearts have to be in a place where we can hear.
这意味着我们的心要放对地方能够听见神的话。
You remember when the Lord came to Solomon?
记得 当神来到索多玛，
he said to Solomon,
他对所罗门说,
"You ask me for anything,
你可以向我求任何事情,
and I will give it to you."
我都要给你。
My brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
if our Lord came to us,
如果我们的神到我们这里,
and said, "I will give you anything you want,"
对我们说, 我要把所有你要想要的都给你,
what would you ask for?
你会要什么?
I would hope that we would desire to ask the same thing that Solomon asked.
我希望我们能够祈求所罗门所祈求。
Now, some of our translations say he asked for wisdom.
有一些的翻译说到他所求的是智慧。
But the best understanding that I've discovered,
但是一个最好的理解我所发现,
is that Solomon asked for a listening heart.
所罗门所求的是一个能够听见的心,
a heart that could hear the voice of God.
一个能够听见神说话的心。
So what about our hearts tonight?
今天晚上我们的心如何呢?
We know that our Lord will be absolutely faithful.
我们知道我们的神是绝对的忠实。
That there's something in his heart.
他的心目中有一件事,
he wants to speak it.
他要来述说,
and he will be faithful to speak it.
所以他就要忠实的来述说。
The Holy Spirit is who is here to make this a reality.
今天晚上圣灵在这里要成为实际,
will also be very faithful.
圣灵也要非常的诚实。
And by the mercy of God,
靠着神的怜悯,
myself and Daniel,
我自己和翻译的弟兄,
want to be instruments,
我们愿意做神的器皿,
for the Lord to speak his word to us,
让神来说他所要说的话。
But it's important that we understand that our hearts need to be in the right condition.
非常重要, 我们需要知道我们的心是不是在一个对的地方。
So do we have a listening heart?
我们有没有一个可以听神话的心呢?
You remember our Lord Jesus told the parable in Matthew 13.
记得主耶稣在马太13章所说的比喻,
about a sower who went out to sow seed.
说一个人出去撒种,
and as he sowed, the seed fell on four different kinds of soil.
当他撒种的时候, 这个种子落在四种不同的地方。
Now our Lord Jesus was focusing on the right condition of man's heart.
主耶稣看重那个人心所对,
a good heart,
是一个好心,
that has good soil,
是有好的土壤,
that when the seed falls into it,
当种子落在好土,
it germinates and grows,
它就发芽生长,
and produces fruit.
它就结实。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
this is the kind of heart that our Lord wants us to have.
今天晚上神要我们有这样一个好的土壤。
Now, it's true that we have, in a sense, we have the rights over our hearts.
当然我们对我们的心是有权利的。
But we can give up those rights.
但是我们可以放弃这个权利。
And we can give him the freedom.
我们可以给神自由。
That before we even begin to listen to his voice,
在我们开始听他的声音之前,
he will do something in our hearts.
他就在我们的心中开始来做工,
something that we cannot do for ourselves.
做一件我们自己所不能做的事。
This is a work that only the blessed Holy Spirit,
这件事情只有可称颂的圣灵可以做,
can do.
他可以做。
And I want to encourage us tonight,
今天晚上我要鼓励大家,
every one of us,
每一个人,
to let the Holy Spirit do this work in our hearts. Maybe you have had a very difficult day. Maybe things have happened that have somehow affected your heart. The Holy Spirit is here. He's here to do something about that condition. So before we read the scriptures,
所以在我们读圣经之前,
would you join me in standing?
请大家愿意一起起立,
and let's ask the Lord,
我们一起来祈求我们的神,
to look at our hearts,
来检查我们的心,
and let's give him the permission,
让我们来把这个允许给神,
to do whatever may be necessary,
让神做他任何所需要的事,
so that he can speak to our hearts,
让他能够对我们的心来说话,
we can receive it,
我们来接受,
and we can trust that something very wonderful will happen.
然后我们就可以相信奇妙的事情要发生。
So let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you that in your mercy you have gathered us here tonight.
主，我们要感谢你， 靠着你的怜悯， 我们今天晚上聚集在这。
Some have come from long distances.
很多人从远方来到这里。
Some have had to overcome obstacles.
很多人要克服难处来到这里。
But by your grace, we are here.
但是靠着你的恩典, 我们都在这,
and we want to thank you very much,
我们要十分的感谢你,
for your grace,
感谢你的恩典,
to bring us here,
带领我们到这里。
And Lord, as we're gathered here tonight,
主, 当我们今天晚上聚集在这里,
it is our understanding,
我们明白,
that you have something in your heart that you want to speak to our hearts.
在你的心中有一些事情你渴慕对我们诉说。
Lord, we want everything that is in your heart to be accomplished.
主，我们愿意你心意中所有的事情都成就。
So we ask tonight.
所以今天晚上我们祈求。
That you would touch our hearts.
你要来抚摸我们的心。
That you would sensitize them.
你要来把这些事情让我们确定的知道。
So that we could hear even the slightest whisper.
我们甚至可以听见那微小的悄悄话。
Even the still small voice.
那个微小的声音。
Speaking to our hearts.
愿你对我们的心说话。
And then give us also hearts that want to obey.
也赐给我们一个愿意遵行的心。
Please deliver us.
请你
拯救我们。From just being hearers of your word.
不是只是做一个听话的人。
And not doers.
而不是去行的人。
So we thank you tonight.
所以今天晚上我们感谢。
That we are gathered here in your name.
我们今天晚上是靠着你的名聚集。
We bow the knee of our lives to you.
我们把我们生命的膝盖跪下来。
Acknowledge you as our Lord.
我们承认你是我们的主。
Acknowledge you as the head over all things to your church.
承认你是向着教会做万有的元首。
And we want to acknowledge you as the head of this meeting.
我们也承认你是我们这个聚会的头。
Now Lord Jesus, an anointing has been poured out upon your head.
主耶稣，这个恩膏已经浇在你的头上。
And it has flowed all the way down to the hem of your garment.
已经流下布满你的衣衫。
By faith tonight,
今天晚上靠着信心，
we put ourselves under that anointing.
我们把我们自己放在这个恩膏的底下。
So that what is in your heart,
使你心中的所有
will be accomplished in our hearts,
能够在我们的心中都成就，
and will be accomplished in this meeting.
也可以在这个会中来成就。
So take your written word.
所以主，愿你把你所写的话，
breathe upon it.
你来读，
speak to our hearts.
对我们的心来诉说。
And we ask it in your name.
我们靠着你的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated, please.
请坐。
This evening we want to focus our fellowship in the Gospel of John.
今天晚上我们要集中在约翰福音。
So we invite you to turn to the first chapter of John's Gospel.
请翻开约翰福音第一章。
And we want to read some verses here.
我们要读几处的经节。
Then we want to read some verses from chapter 7.
然后我们要读第七章的一些经节。
And also chapter 14.
还有十四章。
So let's begin by reading some verses from chapter 1.
我们从第一章开始。
Beginning in verse 29.
第二十九节。
I know it take a little time, but we're going to read it both in English and in Portuguese.
我们要花时间
Chinese.
读英文也读中文。
Verse 29 of chapter 1 of John's Gospel.
第一章二十九节，约翰福音。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。”
This is he on behalf of whom I said, "After me comes a man." Who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.
这就是我曾说，有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water.
我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
John testified, saying, "I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him."
约翰又做见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他身上。
I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, "He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him." This is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来，住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”
I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
And then if you would turn please to chapter 7.
请翻到第七章。
The Gospel of John, chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
beginning in verse 37.
从第三十七节开始。
So John 7:37.
约翰福音七章三十七节。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有圣灵，赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And then in chapter 14,
十四章，
John 14,
约翰福音十四章
verses 15 through 17,
十五到十七节。
And the words that we're going to read were spoken by our Lord Jesus.
我们要读的话是我们主耶稣所说的。
If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper,that he may be with you forever.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you.
这就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们的里面。
When John finished writing his gospel,
当约翰写完约翰福音，
as well as when he wrote his first epistle,
也是在他写第一封书信的时候，
he does something very helpful.
他做了一件非常有帮助的事。
He tells us why he wrote this gospel and his epistle.
他告诉我们他为什么写这个福音书和第一封书信。
Now in his gospel,
在他的福音书里，
he tells us he wrote this gospel that we might know that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing we would have life in his name.
福音书里边他告诉我们说，他写的目的是让我们知道耶稣是基督，而且因着信他，我们就能够得生命。
Now, what kind of life do we understand our Lord is talking about?
我们能不能明白主耶稣在这里说的是什么样的生命？
Because when we're born naturally, we have life.
因为我们生下来的时候，我们就有了生命。
So, what is John talking about?
所以约翰在这边说什么呢？
That you might believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
让你可以信耶稣基督。
And receive life.
然后就得到一个生命。
Well, it seems to me that the whole Gospel of John,
对我来讲，约翰福音
is talking about a different kind of life.
约翰福音谈到一个完全不同的生命。
Than you and I received when we were born.
是跟我们所生下来的那个生命不一样。
He's talking about spiritual life.
他在这边说到一个灵的生命。
Eternal life.
永远的生命。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if it's eternal life,
如果是永生，
Does it originate?
那从什么地方起源的呢？
There's only one person in this whole universe who has eternal life.
在这个整个宇宙里，只有一个人，他有永远
的生命。And it's God himself.
这就是神自己。
You can't talk about eternal life just as something that is always going to be.
你不能说有一个永远的生命，它就是永远在那里。
Eternal means it never had a beginning.
永生意味着没有开始。
It didn't change.
它不变化。
And it doesn't have an end.
他也没有一个结束。
This is a different kind of life than you and I receive when we are born naturally.
当我们天然生下来的时候， 我们得到的不一样的。
So what kind of life does the Gospel of John talk about?
所以约翰福音在说一种什么样的生命？
It talks about spiritual life.
说到属灵的生命。
Divine life.
神的生命。
The same life that is in God Himself.
就是在神自己里边所有的生命。
It's resurrection life.
是那个复活的生命。
It's overcoming life.
是那个得胜的生命。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
here in John's Gospel, we discover that we have the possibility of entering into life in a totally different way.
这里约翰福音告诉我们看见一条进入一条完全不同生命的路。
Now, when we begin to read this Gospel,
当我们开始读的时候,
we find in the very beginning this one called the Word of God.
我们在开始就看见这个所说的神的道。
And we discover that he is the Son of God who came to live in Jesus of Nazareth.
我们就知道他是神的儿子，他来到世上成为拉撒勒的耶稣。
He is the eternal Son of God.
他是神永远的
儿子。He did not become the Son of God when he was born in Bethlehem.
他不是因为在伯利恒出生的时候
才变成神的儿子。He became the Son of Man, but he did not become the Son of God.
他在那个时候成为人子，而不是说成为人子。
And John says that this life is in him.
约翰说，生命在他里头。
And so, in order for us to experience this eternal life,
为了让我们能够经历这个生命
，this spiritual life,
这个属灵的生命
，we have to experience the Son of God.
我们必须要来经历神的儿子。
Now, I think all of us have heard much about our Lord Jesus being the Lamb of God.
我相信很多人都听过耶稣是神的羔羊。
And how we thank our God that he has opened our eyes to see that he is the Lamb of God.
我们何等的感谢神开了我们的眼睛让我们看见他确实是神的羔羊。
If there had never been a Lamb of God,
如果从来没有神的羔
羊 God could not forgive our sins.
神没有办法赦免我们的罪。
Now we have, certainly we have types of this in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里边就已经有了预表。
But they were exactly that, just types.
但是它却不过是预表。
They were not the reality.
那不是实际。
But here in this first chapter of John's Gospel,
在这里，约翰福音第一章
John the Baptist was used by the Lord to identify the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰在这里被神使用，就是说耶稣就是神的羔羊。
And we discover that he actually fulfills this role as the Lamb of God.
我们看见耶稣应验了神的羔羊的这个预言。
Now he was God's Lamb.
他是神的羔羊。
And it was God who sacrificed him on the altar.
也是神把他献祭在祭坛上。
When our Lord Jesus died there on that cross, he died as the Lamb of God.
当我们的主死在十字架上的时候，他
是受死的羔羊。And because of the blood that was shed there on that cross,
因着他流的宝血。
God can now righteously forgive you and me of all of our sins.
神可以公义地把你和我所有的罪都赦免。
Without the Lord Jesus becoming the Lamb of God,
如果主耶稣没有成为神的羔
羊, God could not righteously forgive us.
神没办法公义地来赦免
我。So even the forgiveness that was experienced under the old covenant,
这个在旧约里边所经历的
是不一样的。 Was because God saw what was going to happen on Calvary.
因为神看见了在
And you notice here that he's not only identified as the one who forgives sins, but who takes away the sin of the world.
这边我们看见他不仅是赦免我们的罪，而且是除去了我们的罪。
So, my dear brothers and sisters,
so, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
when this truth comes home to our hearts,
当我们的心里边真的认识到这个真理,
it's difficult to even find the right kind of words,
我们甚至很难找到那个合适的
语言, to explain what happens inside.
来描述我们里边所发生的。
A peace that passes all understanding.
这个是已经超越了我们
的理解的。We experience something that we cannot adequately explain.
这个出人意外的平安我们没办法解释。
That's when we come to know our Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God.
当我们认识我们的主耶稣基督是神的
羔羊。We know forgiveness.
我们认识了赦免。
And simultaneously, we experience the being born again.Being born from above.
同时我们就认识到什么叫做从上面重生。
We experience a spiritual birth.
我们经历到了这个属灵的重生。
And this is the beginning of God's work of recovering us and restoring us.
这个就是神来恢复我们生命的开始。
So we worship God that he has been so gracious as to open our eyes to see the reality of his son as the Lamb of God.
所以我们何等的感谢主，他开了我们里边的眼睛，我们能看见耶稣就是神的羔羊。
And from my perspective, it seems like we have spent a lot of time, a lot of energy focused in that area.
从我来看，我们很多时候花太多的精力就注重在这个方面。
But this is not the only way that John the Baptist identifies our Lord Jesus.
但这并不是唯一的方式，使徒约翰来认识我们的。
Here at the end of the verses that we read,
在我们读的这段圣经的末尾
，John tells us, "I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven."
我看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下。
And he remained upon him.
他就住在他的。
That is upon the Lord Jesus.
就是住在
The Holy Spirit came upon him and remained upon him.
他从圣灵从天降下
And God the Father told John that the one that he saw this happening to was the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
所以父神就说你看见圣灵降下住在谁的身上谁就是用圣灵施洗的
My brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I have not been able to count the number of conferencesThat I've gone to.
我没有办法数算我去过多少的特会
Or the number of ministries that I have heard.
或者我听说的很多的服事
But I think I can count on one hand the number of times I've heard a message on our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
但是我却用一只手就可以数算清楚我听过多少次的信息关于耶稣就是用圣灵施洗的
Now, there's probably many reasons for this.
也许是有很多的原因
And I don't think it's important for us to try to explore those reasons.
了解这些原因并不是那么重要。
But what is in my heart for the times that I'm responsible for?
那么在我的心中关于这个特会的负担
is for the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
是求圣灵来帮助我们认识耶稣基督是用圣灵施洗的。
As well as we've already seen that our eyes have been opened to see him as a Lamb of God.
就如同我们的眼睛被圣灵打开，看见他是神的羔羊。
But I think we need to be a lot more clear about him being the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
关于他是用圣灵施洗的这件事情，我们需要认识清楚。
Now part of our difficulty is that this is a controversial matter with many of God's dear people.
难处在于对很多的神的百姓来讲这件事情有争议
there have been some very very unfortunate things that have happened among us as the Lord's people
作为神的百姓有一些事情实在是非常可惜
and the results have been that some of God's dear people have developed the wrong kind of attitude about the baptism of the Holy Spirit
可惜的是有些神的儿女他们有一个不对的一个态度关于圣灵的洗
And we're trusting the Lord to help us work our way through some of these misunderstandings.
我们愿意靠着圣灵的帮助，能够来面对一些这些难处。
Some of these thoughts and feelings that we have inside of us.
这些有些在我们心中所存的一些感觉。
That hinder us from entering into the reality of our Lord Jesus being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
能够带领我们进入到耶稣是用圣灵施洗的这个实际。
Now, if you would read the first chapter of Ephesians.
如果你读以弗所书第一章的话
You will remember beginning in verse 3
你会记得在第三节
that Paul begins in worship
保罗开始用敬拜开始
where he says blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ
他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父
Now that's not a doctrinal statement
这不是一个教义
That's an expression of worship
这是一个敬拜
He is blessing God the Father
他在这里敬拜父神
For all the blessings that we have been blessed with in Christ Jesus.
为着所有在基督里边我们所得到的福气
And he goes through a list of these blessings.
他列出了所有这些
And he finishes by mentioning that the Holy Spirit has been given to us as the seal of God and as a pledge of our inheritance.
他这个单子就结束在最后结束在圣灵是我们得基业的凭据
Now what this speaks to me brothers and sisters is that it's not enough just to have the initial experience of being born again
这个对我来讲就意味着仅仅有重生得救的
经历是不够 And to experience those blessings that Paul mentions there in the first chapter of Ephesians
要经历到保罗在这边所列出的所有这些祝福。
But there's a sense in which what Paul mentions in verses 13 and 14 of Ephesians 1 is the crown of our Lord Jesus' ministry.
以弗所书第一章14节这边 保罗所说的圣灵是我们得基业的凭据 就好像这个皇冠一样。
It is one of the blessings with which we've been blessed with in Christ Jesus.
这是在基督里面我们所得到的一个福气。
And therefore, it is a necessary part of what God has provided for us in His Son.
所以是神在他的儿子里边为我们所预备的。
So I want to encourage us as we begin this fellowship.
所以当我们开始交通的时候, 愿意鼓励,
to let the Holy Spirit remove from our thinking anything negative about the Holy Spirit.
把我们心中对圣灵这个有任何的这种
And anything negative related to this issue of being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
关乎到用圣灵施洗或者圣灵的浸这件事情有任何负面的观念都把它除去。
Because our Lord Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
因为我们的主他就是用圣灵施洗。
As well as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他也是那除去世人罪孽的神的羔羊。
Now, I do not believe that we can experience him as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit until we've experienced him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
我不愿意你来想来经历圣灵的洗，在你经历他是神的羔羊除去世人罪孽之前。
But when we look around among us as God's people,
如果我们看一看周围神的儿女，
if we would be honest,
如果我们诚实的话，
we would have to say, there's a great lack among us as God's people.
我们必须要承认，作为神的儿女，我们好像缺乏什么。
Now, on what basis can I say that?
我是根据什么说的呢？
Well, I look at the book of Acts.
我看使徒行传。
And I see what happened beginning on the day of Pentecost.
我看见在五旬节开始的那个时候。
And I see that for 30 years, we have a history of the working of the Holy Spirit in God's people.
我们看见在头30年，
He began with people who already knew the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God. And it seems to me they were born again. They had the initial experience of being forgiven and being born again. But something else was working in their lives that enabled them to be used by God. Over a 30-year period, to what the people around them said, they turned the world upside down. Now, it doesn't seem to me that that is happening today. As a matter of fact, it seems to me that the world is on top of us, so influencing us that we don't have the power necessary to overcome the situation. Now, you forgive me if you think I'm being unkind in my evaluation. But what explains, my brothers and sisters, the weakened condition among us? I just mentioned one thing. We are hopelessly divided into groups. A brother in Brazil told me a few years ago that he did research and he discovered there are 3,000 denominations in Brazil.
巴西的一位弟兄告诉我，他就做点研究，发现在巴西就有3000个不同的宗派。
Now, brother, what do we think of this?
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么来看？
Is this something we rejoice over?
这件事情我们是不是让我们非常高兴？
Or is it something we should weep over?
或者是我们应该哭泣呢？
That God's people in this one country are divided into all of these groups who basically have nothing to do with each other.
在一个国家里头，弟兄姊妹就会分成3000个不同的群体，他们彼此不来往。
And therefore, the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ in that country is weakened. It's not what our Lord wants it to be.
这个不是我们主所要的。
How do we explain this?
我们怎么来解释这件事情?
It seems to me that somebody made some decisions without consulting the Holy Spirit.
对我来讲，这是有些人做决定，他们没有征求圣灵的意见。
But somehow things were done without knowing this anointing that comes by our Lord Jesus being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
因着他们不认识需要得到圣灵的恩膏的。 他们就做了这个决定。
So brothers and sisters, I do believe it is something that you and I need to give careful attention to.
弟兄姊妹，我确实相信这件事情我们需要注意。
We need to be crying out to our Lord.
我们需要向我们的神哭求。
Is there something that we have missed? Is there something that we are doing that hinders the Holy Spirit from doing the work He desires to do?
是不是在我们里边缺乏一个东西？是不是在神的工作里边，我们是不是在我们的工作里边有拦阻圣灵
？Right in the very beginning of the book of Acts.
为什么在使徒行传一开始的时候
？It says of 3,100 and Jewish 120 Jewish people that they were all of one heart and one mind.
有120个犹太人，他们是同心合意。
3,120 Jewish people with one heart and one mind.
3,120个犹太人，他们是同心合意。
How did that happen, my brothers and sisters?
这样的事情怎么可能发生呢？
You just think about 10 people that you know who are believers.
就想一想你所认识的十个信徒。
And you get them together in a group.
你把他们放在一个小组。
And you try to make a decision about something.
然后你们来做一个决定。
How hard is it to get 10 people to be united and in agreement about one single issue?
让一件事情让这十个人做同样一个同一个决定是何等的困难。
How could it be?
这是怎么可能呢？
That 3,120, and even later 5,000,
3,120个，后来变成5,000个
were all of one heart and one mind.
他们都是那样子的同心合意。
And in chapter 4 it says, and they lifted their voice to God in one accord.
到了第四章说他们同心的来赞美神。
There's only one explanation that I can find, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我只能找到一个解释。
They had something operating in them that sometimes we as God's people don't have operating in us.
在他们的里面有一个运行的，有些时候在我们生命中间缺乏。
The Holy Spirit doesn't have the freedom among us that He had among those brothers and sisters.
圣灵在我们的心中没有那个自由，这个自由可以在那些弟兄姊妹心。
And I think it's because we don't have the kind of appreciation for our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我觉得这是因为我们缺乏对耶稣基督是用圣灵施洗者的认识。
We overlook the fact that the Holy Spirit is a gift from the Father and the Son.
我们忽略了圣灵是父神给在神儿子里面的礼物。
We need to know that our God always acts in a very wise way.
我们应该认识神总是在智慧中
行事。He does the things necessary to get the job done.
他要做任做这事情，让。
So why would the Father and Son get together in perfect harmony and send the Holy Spirit as a gift?
为什么父神和子神他们在一起共同要把圣灵赐下来？
Because it's the only way God's work can get done.
这是唯一能够让神的事情成就。
And that's why we need to take a good fresh look at our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么我们要一起来重新的来看耶稣基督是圣灵施洗者。
We need to get free of some of these thoughts that enter into our thinking.
我们应该把我们生命我们的一些观念把它放释放出来。
When we even talk about this topic,
甚至我们来谈论这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, when I was a student in a Baptist seminary, I was told I could not mention the Holy Spirit in my class.
我在一个浸信会的神学院做学生的时候。在我的班上被告诉说我不能谈圣灵的事。
Now this is in a so-called Christian seminary where they train people to serve the Lord.
那是一个在称为基督徒的神学院要来训练神的工
人。And my professor said to me, Ernie, we don't talk about the Holy Spirit in my class.
我的教授说 Ernie, 我们不能谈圣灵。
Well, this just reveals that there's things happening inside of too many of God's people regarding this matter.
这告诉我们说在神的心在很多神儿女的心中发生了一些事情。
So here we see John identifying our blessed Lord Jesus, not only as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, but also as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
在这里我们看见施洗约翰不仅承认耶稣基督是神的羔羊背负世人罪孽的而且说他是用圣灵施洗的。
My brothers and sisters,I think that when we read that or hear it read, there ought to be a loud amen in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我相信在我们听和读这些圣经的时
候 that our Lord Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我们里边应该有一个强烈的回应，就是说我们的主耶稣是用圣灵施洗。
Do we understand? You cannot even become a believer in Jesus without the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们能不能明白，如果不是因为圣灵的工作，我们都不可能信主。
You cannot be born again without the working of the Holy Spirit.
如果不是圣灵做工，我们甚至不能重生。
You cannot live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，我们没有办法过基督徒的生活。
You cannot become mature without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，我们没有办法得到生命。
There cannot be a church without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，不可能有教会。
There cannot be real body life without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵，不可能有真实的肢体生活。
We will not be ready for the Lord's return without the working of the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵做工，我们没有办法预备
好。So all of God's work from the time our Lord Jesus has ascended is on the shoulders of the Holy Spirit.
神所有的工作，当耶稣基督复活升天的以后，全部在圣灵的肩上。
And it is our Lord Jesus who is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
是我们的主耶稣基督，他来用圣灵施洗。
Now let's take a few moments and consider this word baptize.
我们来花几分钟来看看这个施洗这个词。
You know, when we begin to read the Gospels,
你知道我们开始读福音书的时候
we find this.Very unusual character called John the Baptizer.
我们看见这个非常特殊的人，施洗约翰。
Now he is doing the work of baptizing.
他在那边给人施洗。
Now we call him John the Baptist as if he were a part of the Baptist denomination.
我们称他为施浸的约翰，好像他是浸信会的一个成员。
But a few years ago, as I was asked to share in a Baptist church in Brazil, I said to the brothers and sisters, as I read my Bible, I find there's only one Baptist there. And he didn't start a church.
几年前在巴西一个浸信会请我去讲道，我就跟他们说，我读圣经。
I'm not surprised I haven't been asked to speak there again.
我跟他们讲，我只在圣经里边看见一个浸信失禁的人，
但
他没有开始一个教会。
Since then, I discovered I was wrong.
但是从那以后我发现我错了。
Because there was more than one Baptist in the Bible.
因为在圣经里面确实不止一个人。
If we're going to call John the Baptist, we need to call Jesus the Baptist too.
如果我们称约翰为施洗者，我们也应该称耶稣为施洗者。
John said, I baptize with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
约翰说，我用水施洗，但是他却要用圣灵来施洗。
So if we can call John the Baptist, why not call our Lord Jesus the Baptist?
所以，如果我们称施洗约翰为施洗者，为什么不称耶稣为施洗者
？But it's not the best way to do it.
但这不是最好的方式。
John was called the Baptist because he was a baptizer.
约翰被称为施洗者，因为他用水来施洗。
So we call him John the Baptizer.
所以我们称他为施洗的约翰。
We need to call our Lord Jesus, Jesus the Baptizer.
我们也应该称耶稣是施洗耶稣。
And feel just as comfortable in our hearts.By saying he is the baptizer, as we do about John being the baptizer.
我们应该同样的在我们心中可以来称我们的主为一个施洗者。
So what we discover is John is involved in this activity of baptizing.
所以我们看见约翰在这边用水施洗。
His baptism was to prepare God's covenant people for the coming of the real baptizer.
他的工作是要来预备神的百姓，是为着迎接这位真正施洗的人。
None other than the Christ.
不是别人，就是基督。
Now, what does it mean for Jesus to be the Christ?
那么称耶稣是基督到底意味着什么？
You know the Hebrew word is Messiah.
你知道希伯来文是弥赛亚。
And we find it translated sometimes in our Bible as Messiah.
在我们的圣经里面，有些时候也会翻译成弥赛亚。
But we have been accustomed to calling Christ.
我们习惯称他为基督。
As if it were his name.
好像是他的名字。
Rather than his title.
而不是他的一个
A title that explains what he does.
这个职称说到他的
Because of who he is.
因为他所是
He is the anointed one.
他是那位
He is the one who's been given the Spirit without measure.
他是那位承受圣灵没有限量
God felt the total freedom to pour out his Spirit upon his Son without measure.
神可以毫无限量地把圣灵浇灌在他的
He didn't measure the Holy Spirit out when he poured him out on his Son.
当神把圣灵浇灌在他儿子身上的时候，他不是一点一点的。
Now when did this happen?
这个是什么时候发生的？
When he came to John the Baptizer to be baptized in water.
是当他来到施洗约翰的时候，是受水的洗。
After he had experienced baptism, our Lord Jesus came up out of the water. And John saw the Holy Spirit coming in the form of a dove and lighting upon him and remaining on him.
当他从水里边上来的时候，施洗约翰看见圣灵降下，好像鸽子住在他的身上。
He was God's anointed from that moment forward.
从那个时候开始，他就是神所高的。
He was born of the Spirit. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit. But now he's been anointed with the Holy Spirit.
他是从圣灵生的，他是圣灵怀孕所生下来的。现在他也受圣灵的恩膏。
And in Luke's Gospel, we are told that our Lord Jesus says, "I was anointed by the Spirit."
我们知道在路加福音里面提到，他说主耶稣说主的灵在我身上。
So when that anointing became his experience, he became the Messiah, the Anointed One of God.
当他经历到圣灵在他身上住下的时候
，Now he's always been the Son of God.
他一直是神的儿子。
But you remember in Peter's confession of our Lord Jesus in Matthew 16.
你记得马太福音十六章彼得在那边承认。
You remember our Lord asked the disciples, "Who do people say that I am?"
主问他的门徒说，人们说我是谁？
And they gave him a list of what people were saying.
他们就给主一个名单。
But then he turned and I believe he pointed his finger at them, and said, "Now who do you say that I am?"
我记得主就指着他们说，那你们说我是谁？
And Peter was the spokesman, and he had received a revelation. And out of Peter's mouth came these words.Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得作为他们的发言人说，他得到了启示，他就说，你是永生神的儿子，你是基督。
Now he was the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
But he also was the Anointed One.
而且他也是那位受膏者，是基督。
And so John explains to us that in John chapter 1,
所以
that the one that he sees the Spirit coming upon him and remaining upon him.This is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
施洗约翰在这边，他得到了这个启示，看见圣灵降下住在谁的身上，他就是用圣灵施洗的。
Now, why are we called Christians?
为什么我们被称为基督徒？
You know, this first happened in the book of Acts.
这是在使徒行传里边发生的。
And the disciples were called Christians.
门徒被称为基督徒。
Now, what does this word mean?
You
notice the word Christ in there, right?
你记得有基督这两个字在。
I'm sorry for those whose language is Chinese. Maybe it doesn't come across. It does. Oh, praise the Lord.
感谢主。
But you notice the word Christ in there.
你记住，你看见有基督这两个字在。
So when you put those two things together, Christ and in Christian, what do you have?
你把这基督和在里边这两个合在一起，你有了什么
？Little Christ，
就是小的基督。
That's what it means. That means that the same anointing that came upon our Lord Jesus Christ is now ours because He's the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这意味着，因为他是用圣灵施洗的，所以这同样的恩膏也恩膏在我们的头上。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
what does it mean to be baptized? What does the word mean?
受浸这个事情意味着什么
You know, John the Baptist was engaging in baptism.
我们知道施洗约翰在那边
And those people who were coming were repenting of their sins.
来受洗的人都在那边承认他们的罪
And John explains the reason he was baptizing was to get people ready for the coming of the Messiah.
施洗约翰说他来施洗的原因是为了让百姓预备好
He was opening the road, opening the way for them to believe in the Lord Jesus as their Messiah.
他在那边预备道路，为了让人们来接受弥赛亚。
So they were being identified with John's ministry, what he was doing.
所以人们就在那边与施洗约翰的执事认同。
And it was a calling them to repentance.
就是让他们悔改。
But they were baptized as a way of identifying with John's ministry.
但是他们却受洗归入约翰。
Now we discover that the disciples of the Lord Jesus also baptized.
我们知道耶稣的门徒也都受了洗。
And in whose name did they baptize?
他们是靠什么的名？谁的名受洗？
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们是靠耶稣的名。
So they are now identified with him. When they believe in the Lord Jesus, then they baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus.
当他们与耶稣认同的时候，他们就受浸归入耶稣的名。
And then we discover that the word baptism is used in Paul's letter to the Corinthians.
然后我们记得在哥林多书信里边，保罗用这个词受浸。
He was saying that the children of Israel were baptized in the cloud and in the sea. 以色列的, they were baptized into Moses.
以色列的百姓，他们是在云里，在海里受浸，归入摩西。
So they were identified with Moses.
所以他们是与摩西认同。
But there was something more than just the identification.
但是有一些事情却超过这个认同。
There is a spiritual transaction that takes place.
在那里边有一个属灵的一件事情发生。
And so there is something else other than just going through the experience of being baptized.
所以有一些事情远远超过受浸这件事。
Now Paul received revelation that we have in Romans chapter 6. That as many as were baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death.
保罗受到启示，在罗马书第六章里面说到，我们受浸是受浸归入耶稣的死。
So it is an identification because you're baptized into Christ.
所以是一种认同，因为我们被受浸归入耶稣。
But there's something happening there because you're being baptized into his death.
但是有些事情发生，我们是去归入他的死。
We are experiencing something that he experienced.
我们去经历一些他已经经历到的事。
So it seems to me that baptism has to do with identification and with incorporation.
我们就看见在这边受浸，一件是认同，另外一件是组成。
Baptized into Christ.
我们是被受浸归入他。
Not just some.Religious activity.
不是一个宗教的活动。
Brothers and sisters, when I was baptized, the only thing I knew was I was wet all over.
当我受洗的时候，我只意识到我是变得很湿。
Nobody explained anything to me.
没有人跟我做任何的解释。
I just knew that I got wet all over.
我就知道我全身都湿透了。
But there was to be a transaction.
但是在那个时候应
该有个属灵的事情。There's something that we need to understand.
我们应该要明白一件事情
发生。That God is doing something by baptizing us into Christ.
因为神把我们受浸归入到耶稣的里面。
So there's many things we could consider about this matter.
关于这件事我们有很多的考虑。
But basically, what does it mean to be baptized?
那么最基本的受浸到底意味着什么？
Now you have to forgive me for my illustration, okay?
必须求你原谅我在这边要做的说明。
You promise?You'll forgive me?
请你们保证你们要原谅我。
Do you have Dunkin' Donuts here in San Antonio?
在 San Antonio 有没有 Dunkin' 这个甜麦圈？
You have Dunkin' Donuts?
Yes.
Maybe you don't like Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, right?
I like Dunkin' Donuts.
对，我很喜欢这个甜麦圈。
I can't eat very many of them anymore.
但是我现在不能吃很多了。
But when I did eat Dunkin' Donuts,
但是当我吃的时候，
I like to do what their name says.
我愿意来做一件事情，就是那个名字所要求的。
You buy a donut, and you buy a cup of coffee.
你买一个甜麦圈，你买一杯咖啡。
And then you take the donut and you break it in half.
然后你把那个甜麦圈掰开。
At least that's my way of doing it.
至少这是我做事的方式。
And what do you do with the donut?
那么你来做什么？
You baptize it in the coffee.
你把它受浸到这个咖啡里头。
You immerse it in the coffee.
你把它浸到这个咖啡。
To where the coffee gets in the donut, and the donut is in the coffee.
然后这个咖啡就浸到这个甜麦圈里
头。Now to me, this comes closest to anything I can think of to try to illustrate what it means to be baptized.
这就说对我来理解，我的理解，这是最能够说明受浸这件事情的意义。
Our brother Lance Lambert, maybe I should have used his example.
也许我应该用兰佩德弟兄做例子。
He says, suppose you have a bucket. A bucket.
如果你有一个篮子。
And you go down to, how far do you have to get to the Gulf of Mexico from here?
300.
Well, anyhow. You go to the Gulf of Mexico.
如果你到这个墨西哥湾带了一个水桶。
And you take your bucket and you dip it in the Gulf of Mexico.
然后你把你的水桶打下去。
And you hold it up and you say, I got the Gulf of Mexico in my bucket.
然后你拿起来说，我已经把墨西哥湾装在我的水桶里了。
Now that's true, right?
这是真实的。
You got some of the Gulf of Mexico in your bucket.
你确实从墨西哥湾拿出来一些。
But what if you take the bucket and throw it out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico?
但是如果你把这个水桶扔到那个墨西哥中间。
And it sinks down to the bottom.
然后它就沉到。
Now what has happened?
那么现在发生什么？
Yes, the Gulf of Mexico is in the bucket.
是的，墨西哥湾的水进到这个篮子里。
But where is the bucket?
但是那个水篮子到什么地方？
It's in the Gulf of Mexico.
是在这个墨西哥湾的里头。
This is what it means to be baptized.
这个就是受浸的意义。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
when we consider that our Lord Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit,
当我们考虑耶稣是用圣灵施洗者,
let's allow him to open our eyes to see that it means we are being identified with the person of the Holy Spirit. And we are being incorporated by his working. Incorporated into Christ by the working of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，当我们受洗的时候，我们要求圣灵帮助我们看见，我们是与耶稣基督来认同，而且我们是被建造成到这个用圣灵施洗的这个人的里面。
Brothers and sisters, being in Christ is not that something I'm satisfied just with, just as a doctrine. I want to know what it really means by experience.
在基督的里面这件事情，我们不能只是把它当作一种教义，我们要真正来经历它的实际。
And I also want to know what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我也想经历到到底意味着什么，耶稣是用圣灵施洗。
Just as a doctrine.
不仅仅作为一个信仰。
Not just something that we find in the scriptures.
不是只是圣经里面所说的一件事。
Something that becomes a spiritual experience.
而是成为我们属灵上的经历。
Now let's go to John chapter 7.
我们现在到约翰福音第七章。
To me, this is a very, very marvelous portion of the Word of God.
对我来讲，这是非常奇妙的一段经文。
We're not going to have adequate time to fellowship about it as thoroughly as we need to.
我们没有时间来仔细的、彻底的来分享这段圣经。
But John records for us that on the great day of the feast,
约翰在这里记载节期的最大之日。
Our Lord Jesus stood up and made a declaration.
主耶稣站起来宣告说。
Now this great day of the feast was a time, as I understand it, when the high priest would take a golden pitcher and go down to the pool of Siloam, fill it up and come up to the Temple Mount and pour it out on the Temple Mount as a way of remembering how God had provided water for them in the desert.
那个时候大祭司会拿一个金的瓶子到希洛亚池子里面去打水，然后到圣殿上把它浇下来，以让以色列人纪念神如何在旷野为他们预备水。
And the information that I've read is that the priest would do this for 7 days.
我所读的知识告诉我祭司要这样做七天。
But on the last day, the great day of the feast,
到了最大之日，就是节期的末日。
The priest would not do that.
那么祭司就不做。
But apparently the people gathered there on the Temple Mount anyhow.
祭司不做这件事情，但是人却聚集在那。
And as the people were gathered, the Lord Jesus stood up and spoke very loudly and very clearly.
当人们在那边聚集的时候，主耶稣站起来，他就大声地说，非常清楚地说。
Now look at the last part of verse 37.
来看第三十七节的后半段。
And let's read this last part and verse 38 together.
让我们读三十七节后半段一直到三十八节。
If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
This is what I understand happens to someone who comes to know the Lord Jesus as a baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这个就说到那些他们经历到了耶稣是用圣灵施洗者的人。
Now notice to whom he speaks.
注意到耶稣在这边对谁说话。
If anyone.
任何人
you can put your name there.
你可以把你的名字放在那。
If anyone is thirsty,
任何渴了的人。
Now there's this added condition.
有一个条件。
Not just anyone,
不仅是任
何人。But there needs to be a condition in his life.
在他的生命要有一个条件。
He needs to be thirsty.
他需要感觉干渴。
And if you are thirsty, then the Lord Jesus says there are some things you can do.
你若干渴了，主耶稣说你可以做一件事。
Let him come to me and drink.
可以到我这里来喝。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
I think if it becomes clear to us that our Lord Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit, then we need to come to him and we need to receive, be prepared to receive what he wants to give us.
如果我们清楚地知道耶稣是用圣灵施洗的人，我们就要知道我们要来到他的面前，接受他所为我们预备。
No one else has ever made this promise.
没有任何一个其他人有这样的一个应许。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because no one else can make it.
因为没有任何人可以有这个应
许。He is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
只有他是用圣灵施洗。
He is the one who can make this reality.
只有他能够让这件事情成
为实际。Nobody else can.
没有任何人可以。
So this is why it's important, my dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟
兄姊妹, that we get very clear about what it means for our Lord Jesus to be the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么这件事情这样的重要。我们必须清楚地知道耶稣是用圣灵施洗。
So please listen to it again.
所以请再听一遍。
If anyone is thirsty,
任何人若渴了。
Are you thirsty?
你渴吗？
Are you satisfied with what you have already experienced that God has provided for you?
你是不是对你所已经得到的感到很满足了呢？
Is forgiveness and the reality that you're not going to go to hell but go to heaven, is that enough for you?
仅仅是不下地狱而去天堂，对你来说是不是就足够了？
You have no deep desire in your heart to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
在你的心深处没有一个渴望要磨成神儿子的形象。
You don't want to experience this, what God has predestined you to?
你不愿意成为神所拣选你要预备你。
Can you believe it, my dear brothers and sisters? Those of us who were once his enemies are going to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们这些曾经与神为敌的人，神愿意我们磨成他儿子的形象。
There ought to be a loud amen.
我们应该有一个大声
的 amen. I want it. This is mine. I want it from my own experience.
这是属于我们的，我们要得到，我们需要。
But are you thirsty for it?
但是你是不是干渴？
If you have already been drinking something else and you're satisfied,You won't fit into this category.
如果你已经喝了其他的东西，你已经满足了，那么你就不属于这边的条
件。Are you satisfied with what God has done in your life?
你是不是在神已经对神在你生命中的工作已经满足了呢？
If we were to stand beside our Lord Jesus tonight,
如果今天晚上我们站在耶稣基督
的面前， Let's suppose he were standing here,
如果他
站在这里， and I was standing beside him,
然后我就站在他边上。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
if we could just see how unlike him we are.
我们看一看我们是何等的不像他。
Even after many, many years of being his disciple.
我们已经做了他多年的门徒。
But Paul says in Romans 8 that those whom he foreknew, that is God the Father knew, foreknew, he predestined. Oh, brothers and sisters, he predestined us to be conformed to the image of his Son that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah!Maybe you don't feel that way.
I
am so glad that my Heavenly Father has predestined me to be like His Son.
神预先所知道的，他就预先预定我们要磨成他儿子的形象。
I rejoice tonight.
所以今天晚上
that I'm not going to stay the way I am.
我们要欢喜快乐，因为我们
not because of me.
一直成为过去的样子。
Because we have been predestined.To be conformed to the image of the Son of God. So, knowing the Lord Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit allows the Holy Spirit to come in and begin this and finish this work of sanctification. You know, Paul finishes that phrase there in Romans 8, 29 and 30 by saying, those whom he predestined, he also called.And those whom he called, he justified. And those whom he justified, what? Glorified.
保罗在罗马书二十九章三
十节这边。Have you stopped to think what that means?
说到他招他们来，又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
First, it means that God can look at you and me and see the same character in us that he finds in his own son.
这意味着当神看见你和我的时候他在你和我的里面发现他儿子那样的性情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
How long would it take you through your own effort to produce that kind of result in your life?
用你自己的努力，你要花多长的时间才能达到这个地步？
Have you ever tried to make yourself like Jesus?
你有没有试着用你自己的力量去成为像耶稣的样子？
You think you have the wisdom and whatever else you need to produce this character in you?
你觉得你有这样的智慧，可以在你的里面制造出这样的一种性格吗？
I suggest to you that even if you lived 1,000 lifetimes,
我愿意说，就是你生活一千年，
and you used all the energy, all the wisdom, all the strength you had,
你就使用你所有的能力，所有的智慧。
After 1,000 lifetimes,
你要活一千次的你的人生，
you would have been a total failure.
你仍然是一个失败的。
But that's why.
这就是为什么。
God is in the business of glorifying us.
神他的工作就是要使我们得荣耀。
And I think that this is what our Lord Jesus is talking about in John chapter 7.
我知道这就是在约翰福音第七章我们的主所说的。
He that believes in me, as the scripture says,Out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Am I being too cynical?
我是不是太悲观？
Am I being too critical of us as the Lord's people?
我是不是对神的百姓太多的批评？
Is that happening among us?
这件事情发生在我们身上？
Did we see these living waters flowing out from the people of God?
我们是不是看见从神的儿女们腹中流出活水的江河？
Think about just what's happening here in this country.
看看在这个国家所发生的事。
Why? Why is this happening?
为什么这样的事情在？
God is having a crisis, huh?
神是不是在这边有个危机呢？
And he's withdrawn. He had to go on a vacation because he's having a nervous breakdown.
是不是因为他已经放弃了，他在这边要去度假了？
No, brothers and sisters.
不是的。
We are not allowing the flow to come.
是我们没有让这个活水涌流出来。
If we, as the called people of God, were what we ought to be, and out of our lives were flowing these rivers, this country and the world would be in a totally different condition.
如果我们能够过一个正常的生活，让活水涌流的话，这个国家、这个世界是完全不一样的。
Now, what are these rivers?
那么这个活水的江河是什么？
I'm going to quickly suggest two places we look.
我要提醒大家看两处。
First of all, in Galatians chapter 5.
首先是加拉太书第五章。
When Paul talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
当保罗说到圣灵的果。
How many are there that he mentions?
有多少的果实呢？
Anybody remember?
你们记得吗？
Nine.
九个。
Nine fruit.
9个果实。
And brothers and sisters, each one of them could be a river.
每一个都可以成为活水的
江河。There could be nine rivers flowing out just...out of what we find here.
就可以有九条的活水流出来。
And I think the most important one he mentions first.
我觉得他提到的第一个是最重要的。
What is the first river?
第一个是什么？
Agape love.
是神的爱。
This is what identifies us as the Lord's people.
是这样，这件事情让我们能够被承认是神的。
Not our big buildings.
不是那个建筑。
Not our organization.
不是我们的组织。
Not how many people come together.
不是有多少的人聚会。
But is this agape, selfless love of God flowing out from us?
是这个没有己的属神的爱。
First of all, to each other.
从我们里边涌流出来，我们彼此来相爱。
Dear brothers and sisters,
作为弟兄姊妹。
Our Lord Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandment."
主耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命
令。And what is this commandment?
他的命令是什么？
This is a new commandment that I give unto you.
这是他给我们的一个新命令。
That you love one another.As I have loved you, that you love one another.
就像我爱你们一样，你们要彼此相爱。
Sorry, I'm having to be so... I don't know what the word is. But brothers and sisters, how can we call him Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够称他为主呢？
And not obey his command.
而不去遵守他的命令。
It's a contradiction.
这是一个矛盾。
And this is one of those rivers that can be flowing out of our lives.
这是一个可以从我们里边涌流出来的活水。
So what do we have to do?
我们要做什么呢？
We have to come to him.
我们要来到他。
And I think we need to come to him as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我觉得我们应该到他面前来接受他的。
And believe in him as the scripture says.
来相信他是用
圣灵施行。And then let him fulfill his promise.
来让他来实现他的许诺。
He didn't tell us, now you will have to produce these rivers.
他并没有告诉我们说你们要去制造这些河水的江河。
No, these rivers will flow.Out of his innermost being.
这要从你腹中来流出这个活水的江河。
This is our heritage, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们的产业。
Now, nine more rivers that I believe should be flowing out of our lives are the ones he mentions in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多前书十二章提到另外的九个活水的江河。
And unfortunately, many of us, as God'speople have problems with this whole matter of the gifts of the Spirit.
非常不幸的是，很多的神的儿女对这十九种的恩赐有问题。
How many gifts does he mention?
他提到了多少种的恩赐呢？
Nine.
九种。
So think with me, brothers and sisters. Nine fruit, nine gifts.
弟兄姊妹想一想，有九个果实，有九种恩赐。
Who causes them to function and who causes them to flow?
是谁让他们流动？是谁让他们进功用呢？
Who?
谁？
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
They are the gifts of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的。
They are the fruit of the Spirit.
这是圣灵的恩赐。
This is the result of our experience in the Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
这是我们经历到耶稣基督是用圣灵施洗者所得到的结果。
So I plead with us again.
所以我来请求大
家。If you have any negative thoughts about any of the gifts of the Spirit.
如果我们对着这些圣灵的恩赐有任何的负面的影响，
you have a session with your Lord and you remove that way of thinking. Ask him to help you.
求神来帮助你把他们都挪去。
For example, my brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹要举一个例子。
Many of our dear Pentecostal brothers and sisters.
我们很多五旬节派的弟兄姊妹。
When they talk about the baptism.
当他们来谈到施浸的受灵浸这件事。
They're usually talking about the gift of speaking in tongues.
他们通常是说到说方言的恩赐。
And there's many of God's dear people.
很多很近前的人。
Who have a problem with this gift.
很多属神的人对这件事情。
And I would ask us again, consider the way we're thinking.
我要请大家再次来思考这件事情。
Now you can say, well, we have reasons to think the way we do.
你说我们这样子有这样的观念是有理由的。
Because of the excesses of some of God's people and some of the things they do,I don't want to have that experience.
因为有些人的百姓做的事情太过头了，我不愿意有那样的经历。
If being baptized with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues caused me to do some of these fanatical things, I'm not interested.
如果受圣灵的浸，说方言去做一些很奇怪的事情，我不愿意去做。
Let me just say one thing.
让我说一件事。
Our blessed Lord and our gracious Heavenly Father would never give you one thing that would cause any.Damage in your life.
我们可称颂的神，我们蛮有怜悯的主，绝对不会给你一件事情，给你带来伤害。
So if we have a negative attitude about speaking in tongues,
如果我们关于说方言这件事情，我们有负面的这个观念，
we are judging something that God has given.
如果我们在这边论断神所给的一个恩赐，
Now I'm not talking about all the claims that people make, but I am saying to us, brothers and sisters, it is not a good thing.For us to judge any of God's gifts.
我不是在说所有那些人所宣传所发生的事情，但是我们不能来论断神的恩赐。
If our brother Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the apostle, were standing here tonight,
如果今天晚上大树的保罗，就是我们的弟兄保大树的扫罗，就是我们的弟兄保罗，今天晚上站在这里
，What do you think he would say to us about speaking in tongues?
他今天晚上在这里会对我们说关于方言，他会说什么
？What would his testimony be？
他的见证是什么
？I speak in tongues more than all of you。
他说我比你们众人说方言都多。
This great saint of God。
这个神的伟大圣。
To me, he is, if we can put it this way, in the right way, he is God's model of what it means to be a follower, a disciple of the Lord Jesus。
允许我这样说，他是。神放在我们面前的一个属灵的榜样，圣徒的榜样。
And if he thought speaking in tongues was a gift from God and was something good for you, I have to fall in line with him.
如果他觉得说方言是神的恩赐，是一件神给我们的礼物，我要跟随他。
Now let me try to illustrate something that maybe will be of help to a few of us.
让我再来举一个例子说明。
Some of you know I have a young son in Brazil. His name is Benjamin.
有些弟兄姊妹知道我在巴西有一个很年幼的儿子叫 Benjamin
son of my old age
是我在老年所生的儿子
he was born when I was 70 years old
当我70岁的时候他才出生
and you can imagine
你可以想象得到
I have to balance between being a dad and a granddad
所以我就在父亲和爷爷之间这个角色之间
but let's suppose here I am in US and I'm going to go back to Brazil next week
我现在在美国那么下个礼拜我会回巴西
and I'm looking for a gift to give my son
那我要去买为我的儿子买一个礼物。
So I search diligently and I look for something I know he will like.
我就做很多的研究，找到他所喜欢的。
And when I get to Brazil,
那我回到巴西。
I say, Ben, here's your gift.
说 Benjamin, 这是你的。
He opens it up.
他打开。
And when he sees what it is,
当他看见。
He is so full of joy.
他就充满了喜乐。
So happy.
非常高兴。
He jumps up and down. He rolls on the floor. He says, Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
他跳来跳去在地上打滚，他就说谢谢父亲，谢谢爸爸。
Now did the gift make him do that?
这个礼物会不会让他成为那样子
呢？ Or his reaction to the gift?
是他的对礼物的反应。
Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we have been so dry for so long.
有些时候我们变得如此的枯干，如此的久。
When something real comes and we experience it, sometimes we do some unusual things.
所以当一个真实的事情发生的时候，有些时候我们会做一些很不寻常的举动。
Why do we call our Pentecostal brothers and sisters holy rollers?
为什么我们称这些五旬节派的弟兄姊妹？
Why? Because they roll on the floor.
因为他们在地上打滚。
Some of them are so filled with joy. It's not the Holy Spirit doing it. It's their reaction to the Holy Spirit invading their life.
他们在地上打滚，不是这圣灵在让他们做，是他们自己的一种反应。他们在地上打滚。
I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't tell anybody else.
让我告诉你一个秘诀。
It would be good for some of you.
对你们有些人来讲是好的。不要在地上打滚。
Because you were filled with the Holy Spirit. It would be good for some of us to roll on the floor because we've been filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们是圣灵充满的话，我们在地上打滚是一件好事情。
It may set us free.
也可能能让我们得以释放。
Now, I hope you understand what I'm saying, my dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望你能够明白我所说的。
We're not talking about giving freedom to the flesh.
我们不是在这里面说给肉体自由。
But sometimes,
但是有些时候
we experiencing something from God that is so wonderful, it causes us to do unusual things.
有些时候我们经历到神所给我们奇妙的东西的时候
we need to learn to make the distinction.
我们会有一些特别的反应，我们需要知道这个区别。
Now let's quickly go 9:30 let's quickly go to the 14th chapter.
让我们很快的来到第14章。
Can I ask us a question before we go to this 14th chapter?
到第14章之前我可以问一个问题吗？
Do you want some of these rivers flowing out from you?
你愿不愿意让活水的江河从你腹中涌流出来？
You know it's yours.
你知道是你的。
Just for the coming and for the drinking.
你可以到他的跟前来喝。
Now John explains.
约翰解释说。
Our Lord Jesus was talking about the Spirit, who was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
约翰说到那个时候，耶稣说。圣灵还没有来，因为他还没有得到荣耀。
When was this available?
什么时候这个圣灵
After our Lord Jesus sat down at the Father's right hand.
当主耶稣基督坐在父神右边的时候。
And the Father gave him his promise to his children.
父神就把他所应许的礼物给了。
And he poured it out.
给了他，他就把他倾倒下来。
So the day of Pentecost was the first time the Holy Spirit came in this way. He could not come until Jesus was glorified.
所以到了五旬节的时候，圣灵就用那种特别的方式降临。
Now in chapter 14,
现在到了第十四章。
You know, starting in chapter 12 of John's Gospel,
你知道从十二章开始
，Our Lord is showing great love to these 12 men.
主耶稣开始向他的十二个门徒大彰显慈爱。
He's spending time with them.
他跟他们在一起花时间。
Explaining some very important things to them.
给他们解释一些非常重要的事情。
So after he has washed their feet.
他给他们洗完手脚以后
and began to share with them about what's going to happen to him when he's not here anymore.
给他们解释说他不在的时候会发生什么事。
Now here we are living 2,000 years beyond that event.
今天我们在那件事情发生了2000年以后。
We were not there.
我们不在那里。
When the Lord Jesus walked on this earth.
当主耶稣在地上行走。
And we didn't give ourselves to him during that time.
在那个时候我们没有把自己给
他。We didn't see him in his physical body.
我们没有看见他在地上的身体。
But these 12 men left their homes, their families, and their jobs.
但是那十二个人却放弃了他们世上的家庭和产业。
And they became followers, disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And for 3 years,
三年之久
they followed him.
他们跟随他。
Now almost like out of the blue,
所以突然间
he says, I'm leaving you.
他说我要离开你们。
And what happened?
会发生
Sorrow filled their hearts. They were sad.
他们就感觉非常的悲伤。
And so our Lord spends John 14, 15, and 16 speaking words of encouragement to them.
所以我们的主就用14章、15章、16章、3章来对他们讲鼓励的话。
And you will discover there are 5 major things our Lord says about the Holy Spirit.
你就知道关于圣灵，主耶稣说到了5个重要的事。
Now we can't consider them all tonight, so let's just look at the first one.
今天晚上我们没有办法说五个，我们就看第一组。
Chapter 14, let's just look at verse 16.
第十六节。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. Now, why would he say, will be with you forever? Because he's leaving.
我要父就另外赐给你们一个保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
He wanted to bring comfort to their hearts.
因为他要离开了，所以他要圣灵。
He didn't want them to be discouraged.
与他们永远同在。
So he wanted to inform them of what he was going to do.
他要告诉他们父神要给他们的礼物。
He said, I will ask the Father.
他说我要求父。
And he will send you another Parakletos.
我要父神就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Sorry, but we have to go through this, okay? Our Lord Jesus promised these 12 men that he would send someone to them just like himself.
父神就把赐给他们另外一位保惠师，就像主耶稣一样。
There's two Greek words that we translated another.
有两个希腊的词。
Heteros and Elon.
他都可以翻译成另外一个。
Heteros means another of another kind.
Heteros 意思就是另外的一个，另外的一种。
And then there's this word Elon that means another of the same kind.
另外的一个，另一个是说的另外一种，同样。
And we see which one the Lord used.
我们看见主在这边所用的。
Another of the same kind.
他是另外一位，但是却是同样的一个。
Everything that I've been to you, he will be to you.
我对你们所示的，他来了。
Only in a greater way. In John, in chapter 16, the Lord says, it's to your advantage that I go away.
到了16章, 主耶稣说, 我去是与你们有益。
Now, I don't think one of those disciples believed that.
我不相信有一位门徒明白这件事。
But it was true whether they believed it or not.
但是他们相不相信这件事情都是真的。
So our Lord says, I'm going to ask the Father, and he will send you another one just like me.
他说, 我要求父, 父就送给你, 赐给你们另外一位保惠师,
He will be the Spirit of Truth. The world will not know him because it cannot see him. But you will know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Brothers and sisters, this is the practical outworking of our Lord Jesus being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. When he sat down at the Father's right hand,
当他在父神的右边坐下,
he asked the Father,
他就问父,
and the Father gave this another comforter, this another helper.
他就求父,
and he became to them everything that Jesus was.
他就成为对门徒来讲,
and even
more, 而且更多,
he could be to them what Jesus could not be to them. When our Lord Jesus was here in his physical body, he could walk alongside of them and be with them, but he could not be inside of them. But now he can be with them and inside of them. He can be in you. Does Paul talk about Christ in you, the hope of glory? Does he talk about that? How is that possible?
这如何可能呢?
It's the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵,
Elon Parakleton,
是那一另一位保惠师,
who has been sent,
被拆下来,
and he makes the indwelling Christ a reality. How could Paul say, it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me?
保罗怎么可以说, 不再是我,
because this one came to live inside of him. Now here's our difficulty, brothers and sisters. We give lip service to this, but we don't experience the reality of it sometimes. Because you see, our Lord Jesus could be with them, but he could not be in them.
And
now that he has poured forth the Holy Spirit, he can not only be with us, but he can be inside of us, dwelling inside of us. I want to conclude this tonight because our time is gone. We have a dear friend in Brazil who has a house on a lake. Actually, he has a small farm with two houses on the lake. And he invited us to come and be there with them.
所以他请我们去跟他同住。
Myself and another family and their another brother and his family. Now, this brother is learning English. So he wanted to practice his English a little bit with me. So when we arrived,
当我们到的时候
，He says, Ernie，
他说 Ernie
in his broken English，
用他的
make yourself at home，
他就用他的那个破碎的英文说，你请随意在你自己家。
Now basically, what he's saying is, my house is your house。
基本上他是想说，我的家就是你
家。Everything that is here, you can use。
所有的东西你都可以用。
You can go into any of the rooms。
你可以进所有的房间。
And if there's something there you need, you can use it。
如果有些东西你需要用，你就用。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，Have we said this to the Holy Spirit？
我们有没有对圣灵说这样的话呢
？Make yourself at home，
请把这里当做你的家。
You have freedom to enter into every area of my life。
你有这个自由，可以进到我生命中所有的角落。
And conform this area to the Lord Jesus Christ。
把我任何的一个方面都改造成像耶稣的。
I will cooperate with you and。We will together. We will remove the things from our lives that should not be there.
我要与你配合，我们要一起来把所有不属于神的事情都除掉。
But you see, the Holy Spirit has to be given permission.
你知道，我们必须要给圣灵这样一个。
We need to recognize His indwelling presence. We need to recognize His indwelling presence.
我们必须要来意识到他在我们里边内住这个事情。
And we need to know that there's no one less than God Himself living inside of us.
我们需要意识到是神他自己住在我们的里面。
And from our innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
从我们心的深处，灵的深处，就要流出活水的江河。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
，The Father is God.
父是神。
The Son is God.
子是神。
And the Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵也是神。
Now often when we talk about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
经常我们会说父、子、圣灵。
As if the Father were on top.
看起来父亲是最高。
Then you take a step down, and you have the son who's a little less than the father.
然后你就降低一点，好像比父神少一点。
And、
你看见子。
Unfortunately, the Holy Spirit gets put all the way on the bottom of the list.
非常不幸，圣灵被放在这个名单的末了。
As if he's less than God than the other two.
好像是圣灵不如子和父神。
Now, if you listen to us sometimes, it becomes evident this is the way some of us think.
有些时候你会就是这么去想。
And we need to stop this kind of thinking.
我们应该停止这样的思想。
So rather than putting them Father, Son, and Holy Spirit this way, I suggest we put it Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
我们不应该把它用这种垂直的排列，我们应该把它们彼此并列。
Because the Father is God.
因为父是神。
The Son is God.
因为这子是神。
And the Holy Spirit is God.
因为圣灵。
All equally God.
他们同等的。
Anything that's true about the Father and Son is also true about the Holy Spirit.
所有父亲的事情，子都是的，而且圣灵也
是。Now the Father is on the throne.
父亲在宝座上。
His Son is seated there with him.
子也在宝座上与他同坐。
But how do we experience the reality of them?
但是我们如何来经历这件事情的事实呢
？Through the Holy Spirit.
是靠着圣灵。
Through Elam Paracleton.
是靠着这位宝惠师。
This another helper.
他是另外的宝惠师。
Comes and becomes to us all that God desires for us to be to us.
他就把神所要给我们的所有的东西都带来给我们。
But it's important we understand
但是非常重要
that our eyes have been opened to see that inside of us
我们的眼睛需要被打开看见这件事情在我们里边成为实际
God himself
是神在我们的里头
This is the product of our Lord Jesus being the baptizer and the Holy Spirit
这个是主耶稣基督用圣灵施洗者所带来的实际
I trust in each one of our hearts tonight there's an amen
我希望能够从每一个人的心中对这件事情说阿们。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
而且谢谢我们的天父。
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢我们的主耶稣。
That you have given me this gift.
你已经把这个礼物给我。
He's a person.
他是一个
He's living inside of me.
他在我的里头。
You can talk to him.
你可以跟他交谈。
He will talk to you if you will listen.
如果你愿意听的话，他要跟你交谈。
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳可听的，就应当听圣灵要对众教会所说的话。
Please forgive me for taking too much time.
请原谅我占用这么多时间。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但是我所亲爱的弟兄姊妹
we need to know our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
我们需要知道我们的主耶稣基督是用圣灵施洗。
Both as individuals and as assemblies of the Lord's people.
不仅是对个人，也是对所有的教会。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you tonight that you have considered our situation.
父亲，我们感谢你今天晚上你检查我们的情况。
You know that even with all the best information, we cannot accomplish what you want to accomplish.
你知道，纵然我们有这么多的资讯，但是我们却没有办法成就你所要成就。
There was nothing we could do about our sin.
我们对我们的罪没有办法。
But you sent your Son to be the Lamb of God.
但是你却差遣你的儿子成为神的羔羊。
There's nothing we can do to make ourselves like Him.
没有任何的事情我们可以做，使我们能够像他。
We cannot accomplish this work of sanctification.
我们没有办法完成成圣的工作。
But we thank you that you have sent the blessed Holy Spirit.
但是我们感谢你，你派遣差遣可称颂的圣灵来。
To put your Son inside of us.
把你的儿子差遣到我们里面。
To build His character in us.
来建造他的性情。
And form Him in us.
来在我们里边使他成形。
And conform us to His image.
来把我们磨成他的儿子的你儿子的形象。
Thank you so much.
主，我们感谢你。
For giving our Lord Jesus this responsibility of being the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
把我们主耶稣基督差遣来做用圣灵施洗者。
Father, in a very real way, we ask you to open the eyes of our hearts.
父亲，我们愿意你把我们里边的眼睛打开，使这些成为我们的实际。
That we can see with greater clarity.
我们能够很清楚地看见。
The blessedness of knowing our Lord Jesus as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
认识我们的主耶稣基督是用圣灵施洗者是何等的祝福。
And the blessedness of experiencing the results of His functioning in this way.
经历到他的工作，而且承受这个实际是更大的祝福。
We want very, very much.
我们要很多。
To know the reality of these rivers flowing out of our lives.
我们愿意经历活水的江河从我们腹中涌流出来的事实。
Father, work the faith into us.
父亲，求你把这个信心赐给我们。
To come to your Son.
我们能够来到你儿子的跟前。
To drink of what He wants to give us.
来喝他所要赐给我们的。
Show mercy to us.
求你怜悯我们。
Help us to overcome any and all obstacles.
求你帮助我们胜过所有的难处。
So that the blessed Holy Spirit can fill our lives.
这可称颂的圣灵可以充满我们的生活。
And make us what you want us to be.
使我们成为你所要我们成为的。
And we ask it in the name of your beloved Son.
我们奉着你爱子的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.